Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Give me a win today. Prove me wrong. Give me a win today. I'm looking forward to it. Won an outing last night by Chase Anderson. Brewers got the win, and I'm excited. Today, that lineup, that is not a, hey, getaway day, packing it in lineup. Today, they've got Lorenzo Cain leading off, Christian Yelich playing right, Ryan Braun batting third out of the fifth spot, moving him up. He'll be in left field today. Jesus Aguilar over at first base, Travis Shaw over at third, Hernan Perez, no VR today. He's going to be playing second. Kratz is going to be behind the plate. Orlando Arcia is going to be the offensive sinkhole over there at shortstop. And then Ulys Chacin is on the hill today for the Milwaukee Brewers. So a pretty good lineup out there. It's not the pack-it-in, getaway-day lineup that we've seen out there more than a few times this season. So hopefully the Brewers can get themselves a win. Prove me wrong. And, we'll see what happens. By the way, an announcement made today, Sophia Minert has been named the new position of Broadcast and Digital Features Content Director. So I would assume that means Sophia Minert is going to be permanently with the Milwaukee Brewers. She's getting paid in-house now, being taken away from Fox Sports, so we'll see if she's still on the broadcast, but nevertheless, Sophia Minert going in-house with the Brewers, which means for those that have probably seen her on the sidelines over with the Bucks, I don't know if that's going to affect her Bucks deal or not, but oh well. There you have it. Good for her. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. You know what? As much as last night was about, hey, getting a few base knocks, being able to advance runners, bringing guys in. Look, last night was all about the pitching. Kudos and to Chase Anderson. We were making note of this last night as, by the way, let me say this. Cubs fans, man, just this is the group of people sitting down last night. There's a family of five, a couple of kids, an older kid that is, I want to say, maybe in the early teens, mom and dad. Drunk Cubs fans. Not hammer drunk, but drunk. Dropping every profanity you can possibly hear. To the point where mom finally turns around and says, hey, you know what? Can you just knock it off? You know, can you just at least curb the language? Of which the Cubs fans' response, and it's not just one. It was a couple. Basically, F you. So security's called. They come down and get the Cubs fans. As they're taking the two Cubs fans out, the rest of the section, which is infiltrated with the Cub fans, begins to drop even more F-bombs and profanity on the ushers for escorting out two Cubs fans than you'd ever want to hear in a lifetime. That's the reason I hate Cubs fans. Can't stand them. Can't stand them. That's it. Just so you know. By the way, a hot stick of the game last night. Give it up for Travis Shaw. 2-for-3 last night. 4 RBI on the evening. Big time game for Travis Shaw. He continues to, he's kind of been up and down. He's, at times, he'll give you, a whole bunch of the offense that you saw last year, and then he goes quiet for a while. You just want to get him on that steady climb to get that average back up to where it should be. But Travis Shaw, nice night at the plate last night. 2-for-3, had a walk along the way, seeing the ball a lot better, but 4 RBIs. He gets your Clemens hot stick of the game last night. Clemens, don't forget, they have the snack sticks, which are perfect. If you're going to be out there tailgating today, perfect for the tailgate, perfect for driving down and getting stuck in traffic if you're heading to Miller Park or during the game. Put them in the pouch, put them in your pocket, whatever you want to do. And in addition to that, if it's in between games, if it's at the office, wherever it happens to be, and you need a snack with protein, good quality protein, that is our friends from Clements, Clements Snacks. And if you want to earn yourself a year's supply of them, all you have to do is go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com, because you can get registered right there as well. No better way to do it. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. Last night's ball game. Brewers get a win. Good win last night for the Milwaukee Brewers. I was excited about that win last night. Didn't see the one thing that I will say is when they get good defense and things, when you saw early on in that ball game last night and you saw Chase Anderson get into a little bit of trouble, okay? Get into a little bit of trouble and then get out of it. Not bad. I mean, that's when you could kind of see. Yeah, that's when you could kind of see the confidence level go up. You know, last night, Hayward ended up taking a walk really early on in that ballgame. You're thinking, okay, they got a guy on, here we go. And then Anthony Rizzo, he ends up striking out on that foul tip. Later on in that ballgame, again, Chase Anderson, not dramatic, but, you know, a little bit. You get a runner on. Ben Zobrist takes a leadoff walk. You're thinking to yourself, oh, man. Wilson Contreras singles. A soft ground ball to the third baseman Shaw. Zobrist goes to second. Here you go, first and second. Then Javier Baez strikes out swinging. Addison Russell lines into that unassisted double play. That shot wasn't even a shot. It was more of a kind of a looping line drive. But over Orlando Arcia, and Ben Zobrist had taken off for third base. Base running blunder, but you saw how it pumped everybody up. So a couple of runners get on early on in the ballgame, and then that's it. That's it. I mean, it just seemed like it just tweaked the enthusiasm, the confidence level, whatever you want to call it, of the Milwaukee Brewers, and that was it. They took off after that. So it was a good night at the ballpark. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That's in the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. What did you see last night? What is your level of confidence? We talked about this yesterday. What is your level of confidence? But Brewers last night with a good game. Good game. I was impressed because I thought to myself, game one, punched him in the face. A lot of anticipation for that. By the way, who is the Cubs? God, I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head. Cubs pitching coach. Oh. Joe, can you think of it off the top of your head? By any chance? Nope, Joe can't. It's radio. There you go, just so you know. I can't remember the pitching. Anyway, long story short. What is it?
Jim Hickey.
Thank you very much. Jim Hickey. Said in an interview this morning, they said, hey, how's your day? Beautiful weather. He said, oh, you're stuck in Milwaukee. Just another reason to dislike the Cubs. Just thought I'd throw it out there. So if Jim Hickey goes to the mound today, give him some grief. Let him know that Milwaukee's a pretty good place to live. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Rick listening to us in Cedarburg. Rick, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, did the Brewers know how to bunt?
No.
There were at least two occasions last night, man on third, one out. The infield was playing back, and, you know, it would have been a perfect setup for bunt. And it's not as if we manufacture a lot of runs these days. I'm lost and confused.
No, the other night we were asking the same question because there was a couple of instances where they could have maybe advanced a runner. You got a leadoff double, and they couldn't even advance him 90 feet. So, no, they don't know how to bunt. I've been convinced of that for a long time now.
See, that's the first thing we learned in Little League.
Yep. No, I completely agree. That's because in Little League, we really couldn't pull a baseball down the left field line. But that being said, no, bunting is a lost art on many teams in the majors and the Brewers. I don't know if it just isn't something they even look at anymore. I know they work on it because we were down in spring training and saw it. Appreciate the phone call, Rick. We were down in spring training and saw it. We saw them bunt. It's kind of like the Loch Ness Monster. I should have taken a picture of it when I had a chance, because then you could have seen it. I could have said, hey, look, they're bunting. They can drop down a bunt. Now, they're getting it off of a pitching coach who's throwing it at about 70 miles an hour. He's not throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at you. But, yeah, I was kind of stunned. I'm thinking, yep, no problem. They can bunt. Here we go. Getting back to the fundamentals. And, nah, baby, nah. 855-830-8648 on the LoneSpikeKip.com toll-free talk line. This portion of the program is brought to you by our terrific friends over there at Cousin Subs. And they want to send you to Summerfest, and they want to send you to Summerfest in style. In style. All you got to do is go to Summerfest, or I should say go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com/Big Gig Giveaway. You could be a VIP. That's right. You could be heading to the Big Gig in style. And go to CousinSubs.com/Big Gig Giveaway. One of 11 entries. One of 11 winners, I should say, are going to win, and you could be treated like a VIP. Go on one of the concerts over at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater, and you can get yourself a pair of tickets, parking pass, some gift cards, all that kind of good stuff, all from Cousin Subs. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And the best story from last night, we'll talk about that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Up the middle, backhanded Baez, and now Yelich is going to be caught in a rundown. Kane on his way to second. Yelich trying to stay in it as long as he can. And now Yelich is
smart.
And now Kane is going to be safe at first. What a heads-up play by Lorenzo Kane.
Unbelievable. I mean, you talk about thinking that one through.
I actually want to credit that play to Rusty Kuntz. We've actually used to practice that play when I was in KC. Never actually happened. For it to happen tonight was, you know, huge. So, you know, I mean, it was nice. Nice play.
Heads-up play. Really smart play by Lorenzo Kane. He noticed it all the way. That's just good baseball. Good heads up, you know, spot moment baseball. Fun to watch last night. Got the fans up, I'll tell you that right now. Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad to have you. Brewers get a win, and I'm hoping they get a win today and they can prove me wrong. Because after coming out of that game on Monday night, there was a level of deflation that was palpable. And I should stick to my guns when I say you're only as good as the next day's starter. Because certainly Chase Anderson was one of the stories last night because he came out and threw a gem. Just threw a gem last night. So I you know, for as much as you want to buy into the emotion of baseball at times, going seven innings, giving up only one hit and a couple of walks while throwing six strikeouts was a thing of beauty, and it was the elixir that was needed. Williams comes in, gives up a hit, one inning, couple of strikeouts, and then Jacob Barnes closes the door, throws an inning, zeros across the board. Nice. That's what they needed. Chatwood, boy, I tell you what, last night Chatwood didn't struggle with his command nearly as bad as he has in the past, because he's thrown up walks at almost a record pace. Five strikeouts and a couple of walks last night. I would have loved to have seen the Brewers batters be just a little more patient with him, because he's been prone to throw a lot of base on balls. This, as a matter of fact, the Cubs, I was listening and reading, the Cubs have walk ratio per nine innings the worst this century, going back to 2000, obviously. The worst, and how they're getting it done is basically because their defense has been just that good, and Chatwood has thrown a majority of the walks for this team. But last night, five innings, five hits, four runs, three of them earned, a couple of walks and five strikeouts by Chatwood, so not a terrible outing for him. But still, you know, I've said, you get the Brewers over four runs, they're gonna win a ball game. They're going to figure out a way to get it done. 855-830-8648. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Scott listening to us in Madison out there on the zone. Scott, how you doing, man? What's going on?
How you doing there, Billy? It's absolutely gorgeous out here today. What a great day for a 1 o'clock ball game.
Absolutely.
I am with you. I think last night was just a huge victory after that gut-wrenching defeat there on what was that, Monday night or
yep.
Tuesday night?
Monday night, yeah.
Hey, the point I wanted to make is, what do you think about Domingo right now? I mean, he looked really, really bad last night. And with Braun playing, you know, well in the field and he's hitting well, I don't know if he has any options left or if you just, you know, set him down or get him worked and squared away. But he is really hurting us. I mean, for a guy that had 30 homers last year, I mean, he has three, and he just is, he's just swinging at balls in the dirt, and he does not look good right now.
Yeah, Domingo Santana, appreciate the phone call. He has struggled. I completely agree with you there. He is last night 0-for-4 with three strikeouts, left a couple of runners on base. They had him batting fifth, too. I mean, he has been really kind of flailing at the ball. I've talked a lot about Orlando Arcia kind of flailing at the ball. 249, you go over his last week or so, couple of weeks, as a matter of fact, he's only hitting like 208. I mean, it's been tough. He's really struggled. You look at what he did. Now, here's the thing. Coming out of the month of May, he was hitting 292 for the month of May. So it's not – now, the month of June right now, the month of June, dude's hitting 150. He's hitting 150. So as good as he hit in the month of May, that's how bad he's hitting in the month of June. He hit 235 to start the season. And then he started to bring that average up. Was sitting at 261 at the end of May. May 30th. Went 2-for-4, couple of runs score, a couple of RBIs, and to close out the month of May, he was hitting 292. Since then, 1-for-4, 1-for-4, 0-for-4, had a 1-for-1 day as a pinch hitter, 0-for-3, 0-for-4. Three hits so far, 3-for-20 in the month of June. One double, nary a home run to his name, 3 on the season, and really not doing much of anything. No RBIs, no walks. That's the one thing that's, we talked about this yesterday. No walks. He had 7 walks total in the month of May, but he was hitting the ball. He's seen the ball a little bit better. But, yeah, Domingo Santana is struggling right now. No doubt about it. By the way, we'll just make that the stat of the day. Stats of the day are brought to you by our good friends at AppRoyo. That's your stat of the day. Unfortunately, it's a negative for Domingo Santana, but we'll give it to him. Stat of the day, again, our friends at AppRoyo, APPROYO.com. That's APPROYO.com. And they bring you the stat of the day each and every day. And if you want to implement SAP and big data solutions to companies just like yours on the web, you got to call our friends over at AppRoyo. Chris and the whole gang over there, they get your work done. They figure out what's best for your business, give it back to you, and you go, okay, this is what I'm going to implement, and this is what I'm going to do. Make your business bigger, better, badder, stronger. That is AppRoyo, APPROYO.com. Whether you're a huge company like Johnson Controls or like Harley-Davidson or some big company in the state, or you're just a small mom-and-pop shop looking to get better, they can help you out. Go to APPROYO.com. Phone number, 855-830-8648. The best story from last night, Chase Anderson's start. No doubt about it. We talked about Chase Anderson, the job he did. 7 innings, 1 hit, only a couple of walks, 6 strikeouts. ERA drops down to 4.13. Nice. Or was it Travis Shaw? Travis Shaw, we know, has struggled. Travis Shaw with a nice night last night. Ends up going 2-for-3. 4 runs, or 4 RBIs, I should say. A base on ball as well. And he ends up having a really solid night. Or do we look at, say, the rundown and what Lorenzo Cain did? Do we look in that aspect and say, you know what, Lorenzo Cain, really heads-up base running. Heads-up base running. Smart baseball out of a Milwaukee Brewer. Good to see. What do you think? 855-830-8648. So far in the month of June, Travis Shaw, by the way, hitting 250. Hit 261 throughout the month of May. The numbers weren't, head-turning, but you kind of saw the uptick a little bit. Had 8 home runs in the month of May as well. Only 1 so far here in the month of June as we sit here on June 13th. So the power numbers have gone down a little bit. 855-830-8648. What was that big story coming out of last night's ball game? It was an all-around good game. And when the Brewers, let's be honest, when the Brewers have the ability to play good defense, they usually don't get beat. Defensively speaking, when this team doesn't commit an error, they've been really, really solid. So been happy with what they've been able to accomplish when it comes to not committing an error. When they commit an error, they're 13-19. Committing 0 errors, 27-8 on the season. 27-8 on the season. The blemish the other day was when they were winning a ball game after 7 innings. They were 33-0 And then after Monday night, that was the first blemish on that perfect record all season long. They're now 34-1 when they are leading ball games after seven innings. 35-1 when they're leading after eight. There you have it. That's how good they have been overall. Last night's win, by the way, snapped a seven-game losing streak against the Cubs, and it marked the second time in franchise history that the Brewers held the Cubs to two hits or less. They won 4-0 on July 1st, back in 2000 at County Stadium when they did it, last time they did it. So good night last night for the Milwaukee Brewers. And Yulish Chacin, 5-0 with a 2.92 ERA over his last 11 starts. Opponents are batting a mere 205 against him during that stretch. Boy, you talk about an unsung pickup. This is a guy that kind of went, okay, you know, I think the biggest question about Chacin was, how do we pronounce his name? He has been nothing but stellar since coming out of the chute and stumbling a little bit out of the blocks. But since then, he has got his stride on. The team has gone 11-3 in his starts this season, winning 9 of his last 10. Let's hope it's 10 of his last 11 by the end of the day. Chacin on the hill today, 5-1 with a 358 ERA. Going up against the lefty, Mike Montgomery, 2-1 with a 356 ERA. And the Brewers, by the way, against lefties, they don't fare too well. They are 7-8 on the season. They're 33-19 against righties, but 7-8 on the season against lefties. The lineup today, I read it a little bit earlier, set up to win. That's what they're looking to do. 855-830-8648 and the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. You want to chime in? Let's do it. Brewers fans all over the place. Let's give it a shout. Jimmy Graham. We'll talk about Jimmy Graham of the Green Bay Packers and some stem cells. Tell you what we're talking about. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad you're on board today. Beautiful day today. There is no reason, at least I hope there's not, for you not to get out tonight and enjoy some music. The Toys tonight on the stage over at the Budweiser Pavilion, the Wisconsin State Fair Park. We are looking forward to it. Hope to see you out there tonight. The admission is zero. Doesn't cost you a thing to get in. Car, if you're going to bring a carload of people, the car to park it, $6. Motorcyclists, zero. Doesn't cost you anything. Come on out tonight. The Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. The toys are on the stage. The brew will be flowing. The food's going to be going. So come on out and hopefully you're a show tonight. It's a good one. Going to see you out there. And that is all brought to you by our good friends over at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Interesting stuff written by Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackerNews.com. It's about Jimmy Graham. And I know there were some questions a couple of years ago about his ability to come back and heal up from some of the injuries. And he just kind of wasn't himself. And last year he had a pretty successful year, even though it still wasn't up to Jimmy Graham's standards. Some believe it's because, you know, Russell Wilson is the guy throwing to him and the offense isn't necessarily tailor-made for him. But inside the red zone, he was fantastic. Now you find out that he has been living with chronic pain after a knee injury and ended up kind of going into some controversial areas when it comes to treatment. The five-time Pro Bowl tight end of the Green Bay Packers signed in free agency talks about a promising science that is controversial, that is stem cell treatment and extracellular vessels. And if you don't know what the EVs are, the extracellular vessels, it's basically cells that are taken from stem cells, and they deprive them of oxygen. They begin to then shrink them down. They end up putting them, injecting them back into your body, into the damaged areas, and these cells then begin to recreate healing cells that can heal and repair damage and injury. And this is something that is not widespread, but Jimmy Graham had heard about it. He wouldn't say who had told him about it, but he ends up going over to Europe, over to, where'd he go? Was it London, I think? Anyway, he goes across the pond, and he had a knee injury. and said he lived with significant chronic pain in his knee. And he goes over there, and what happened is they took a skin graft from, I think it was his abdomen. They take a skin graft from his abdomen, they pull the cells out of the abdomen, then they dehydrate them, they shrink them down, they get them over a period of time, they get them ready for process. He flies over, then they begin to put these cells back into his body as they kind of rehydrate them. And then they begin to grow. So he's sitting in the hotel room. He goes over and has the procedure. He said it was about 15 minutes. Goes and has this procedure done. Takes 15 minutes. Drives back to the hotel. Sits down, kind of takes a nap, was watching a movie, you know, fell asleep. Gets up, pain-free. Swears by this stuff. Pain-free. Now, there is some controversy to it because some of the doctors that were interviewed for this particular story had said that, you know, two out of the three said, look, there's just not enough evidence right now to say that, one, it's not going to be harmful to you down the road, and two, that it's going to do this to every patient. And number three is, there is another doctor that said, hey, there has been some other damage that's been caused by this along the way, such as kidney damage and liver damage, but Jimmy Graham swears by this. Now, he hasn't talked about it to reporters, but he did a small video testimonial back in January about this. So this has been something that Pete Doherty's been working on and calling doctors and treatment facilities and such. But when it comes to stem cell, and I know it gets very controversial. I don't want to dive into the controversy of everything. But, I mean, you don't have to look any further than what Bart Starr went through. Bart Starr went to Mexico, had some stem cell stuff done. When we had a chance to talk to Jerry Kramer, Jerry was kind of explaining to us what he had known or noticed about Bart originally after, I think it was the stroke, and that Bart regained a lot. I mean, Bart isn't Bart anymore. Yeah, not the Bart that we've known anyway. But it has given him the ability to kind of get himself back a little bit. So, and obviously he's had some other things go on. But Jimmy Graham swears by this stuff. I mean, when you start to read the process of what they do and how they do it, it boggles the mind of what medicine has come to and where it can possibly go. I mean, you can only, you know, let your imagination soar at this point. What still drives me crazy is that we're still sitting here saying we need more money for cancer research. You know, the Ebola virus shows up in the United States. Boom, they got a cure for it. You know, AIDS is running rampant. Magic Johnson gets it. And all of a sudden, you know, Magic Johnson's going to live forever. You know, everybody else is dying from it. Suddenly we have, you know, treatments, and I don't want to say cures, but things are, you know, not as bleak. Your outlook isn't as hopeless as it once was. But cancer, I can't figure this thing out for the life of me. For the life of me. But now we're talking about stem cell treatments and the ability to curtail pain, regenerate muscle, regenerate growth, regenerate injured areas. And Jimmy Graham swears by this stuff. So it's a controversial treatment, but I guess as a Packers fan, the bottom line is this. You've got a guy that's in Packers OTA practices right now who is fit, who is happy, and says he's pain-free. And that can't do anything but bode well for the Green Bay Packers, right? At least in my opinion. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I read this because Joe brought this up to my attention today. I read this the other day, and just it's fascinating. Just fascinating. This thing came out, this come out on Sunday, Joe? I think this article did, if I'm not mistaken, Monday. Just a fascinating topic. But I'm not saying it's like $6 million men running around out there, but if they can get to the point where they're regenerating muscle and torn things and patellar tendons and stuff, you know, the days of going under the knife for minor tears and such, those could possibly be over if something like this becomes prevalent. I just find it fascinating. Again, 855-830-8648. Want to let you know, coming up in just a little bit, we are going to hear from Gary D'Amato in about an hour, a little bit less than an hour from now. Gary, he is at Shinnecock, and they're getting ready to take on Shinnecock for the U.S. Open. And there was an article written by CBS that I had referenced yesterday, and CBS really kind of beat up. They beat up more so the USGA than they did the venues themselves. But you go back a couple of years, and the course, what was the one in Washington, Joe? Remember that course in Washington?
Chambers Bay.
Thank you very much. Where they just beat, I mean, that course, it was like playing golf on a gymnasium floor. And they beat, there were guys driving balls 390, 400 yards. I think Dustin Johnson had like a 405-yard drive because the ball just kept rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. And they beat that course up. And then last year, in this article, they beat up Aaron Hills. And they said, well, look, Aaron Hills would be a better course if the fairways were 10 yards thinner and if the wind was blowing because it was see, this is the thing. If the wind was blowing, it would have made it not only the longest course in history but played longer than any course in history. But it still was the longest tee-to-green course in U.S. Open history. And some of the greatest golfers in the world couldn't beat it. It took some of the golfers that you didn't really have as household names to win this thing. And yet everybody wants to beat it up because it wasn't Rory McIlroy and it wasn't Tiger Woods and it wasn't Phil Mickelson and it wasn't Dustin Johnson winning the thing, which I find, for the guy that wrote the article, I'd love to get him on the program to figure out why they were so down on Aaron Hills. Other than starting off with a guy that had died because of the heat and then a blimp crash, that really didn't have anything to do with the USGA or the course setup, to be honest with you. It just had that pall over it. But I just, they're getting ready to play at Shinnecock, and the USGA is under pressure to, quote, get it right. I guess what they want is they want Phil Mickelson and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy all to be walking towards 18 at one under par and all tied for the lead as they each has their approach shot. I guess that's what would satisfy this particular writer. But we'll talk to Gary D'Amato of the Journal Sentinel coming up about just that and the U.S. Open coming up here in a little bit less than an hour from now. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Really, really classy thing done yesterday, and I wanted to touch on that. Also, hockey season has now culminated, and I want to touch on that. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over at Neumel Medical. Neumel Medical, going to stop in here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Go over and say hi to the guys. But Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders. And if you have, say, the moods, the low T, if you've got the lack of energy, you're looking for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, they can help you out. That's the low T treatments. If you're over the age of 30, it doesn't cost you anything to go get checked. Just stop in, go get checked. Call them, 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Or if you want to jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program, that's a great way to do it. They have that as well, and it really does work. Again, 414-455-4451, and make sure you tell them we sent you. We'll talk a little bit more about some class coming out of the world of sports. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are so glad you are on board today. We're glad every day, but today just seems to have a little bit different feel to it, I guess. I don't know why, it just does. Maybe it's because the sun's out and everything looks pretty good. I don't know. I don't know why. Just good, though. Speaking of good, there's a lot of good stuff coming to your area. And the next one up is the Chippewa Valley area out in Eau Claire. Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, our friends over at Quick Trip, and this time it's going to be Alec Bradley Cigars. They have the cigar dinner. It's coming. Going to be July 26th. Thursday, July 26th. The check-in about 5:30. They have cocktails. They have dinner. They have the raffles, Q&A, all that kind of good stuff. I had a lot of people on this yesterday when we made the announcement say, I can't wait to see you. I have to make it clear. I can't be there for this one. I'm doing the honeymoon thing. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I can't go, hey, Cher, you know what? Cut me a little slack. I'm going to go pick up 4 cigars, tell a few stories. I'll be back at you. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. You know why? Because I would have to walk around with a chip clip on the monkey the rest of my life. That would be the end of it. It just, that wouldn't happen. So just an FYI. I'm not going to be at this one. But it is Thursday night, July 26th. Look, they get great guests whenever I can't make it, so I'm sure, and I'll find out who it's going to be, but nevertheless, it's coming to the Chippewa Valley River Distillery over there on River Street, and it's going to be a good time. So if you want to get tickets to the event, Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery has a couple of locations. One's on Birch Street in Eau Claire. Birch Street in Eau Claire. The other one, South Prairie View Road in Chippewa Falls. Now, I will be out there this year for the Junior Achievement Golf Outing. So maybe what we'll do is we'll try to get something together or whatever when I come out in that area where we can just kind of sit down and do a little BSing. And maybe there's going to be someplace real nice outside. We can maybe get a cigar together, but I just won't be there for this one. So my apologies, but they do a great dinner, a great time. You get free cigars. Alec Bradley's going to be there, the cigar manufacturer. So if you get a chance to get out there, by all means, do so. That's the place to go get it. A couple of different things in the world of hockey. One being, and when you talk about, I guess, sportsmanship, really a class act is what the Washington Capitals did. They put a full-page ad out in the newspaper out in Vegas, in Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it said, congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights on the most successful inaugural season in the history of professional sports. World-class ownership, front office, coaching staff, and people, a magnificent team of talented, hardworking players and stars, a fantastic venue filled with passionate, loud, and proud fans. It was an honor to compete against you in the Stanley Cup Finals. You are truly Vegas strong. Nice, nice, nice classy act done by the Washington Capitals in the paper. And it's got a picture of Ovechkin and a few of the Golden Knights players. And just a really cool thing. So when you talk about winning a championship, that was a great way to do it. Then Alex Ovechkin yesterday, he grabbed the microphone. We've seen passionate speeches during championship parades before, but he grabbed the microphone and went nuts. Take a listen.
It's basically nuts. You know, like, you guys killing it. You just bring for us, for our families, just happiness because they support as much as you are. They are all in.
All in. Says we're not going to suck this year.
One and last thing. Before the year, us saying, we're not going to be suck this year. We're the Stanley Cup champions. Yeah!
Have you ever seen Ovechkin? He looks like he sounds. He's got one big gap in the front where he's missing a tooth. Bearded guy. You know, he sounds like a fictional character out of James Bond or one of the Mike Myers movies.
Reminds me of a little bit of Ivan Drago when he goes off during the fight in Rocky IV.
Right.
I'm going to see if I can find that and compare sound.
But it's just that's what he looks like. So it's just funny. It's just funny. But that's Alex Ovechkin going off at the Capitals celebration.
That's Drago. And now here's Ovechkin.
We're not going to be sunk this year. We're the Stanley Cup champions. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! There you go. I like the fact that he stands up and says, at the beginning of the season, the team looked at each other and said, we not going to blanking suck this year. That should be just like on a t-shirt. I'm sure there's going to be people walking around now that says, we not going to suck this year. Oh, man. When we come back after the top of the hour, I did this piece last night, so if you've heard it already on the network stations. Bear with me, but when you give the wink and a nod, and the thought process is that, yeah, I want the money. Give me the money. Show me the money. There is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I think every fan out there wishes they were in your position to say, show me the money. And then eventually they can throw a couple more zeros in your direction or maybe an extra mil on top, whatever it happens to be. Show me the money. But when show me the money doesn't translate into here's my productivity, that's when you start to have an issue. And we'll get into that discussion coming up just after the top of the hour. Don't forget, also the bottom of the next hour, Gary D'Amato, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He is on the ground down at Shinnecock where they're getting ready for the U.S. Open. Going to talk with him as well. In about an hour and 10 minutes from now, our national baseball insider, Seth Everett. He will be joining us and dropping some knowledge on us. You're going to hear from Mike McCarthy today, Paul Emig today. Might even hear from Tiger Woods today. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show and a long way yet to go. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah!
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.